And I'm David Green in Paris. The street noise behind me, Rue Saint-Lazare. It's a street leading to one of those large promenades where there's a metro station, also a train station. Now, moments ago here in Paris, there was a moment of silence for victims of Friday night's attacks. And one of those victims, a Southern California college student studying abroad here in Paris. And NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji has this remembrance of 23-year-old Noemi Gonzalez.
Her family called her Mimi. She was left-handed and had a tattoo of Pocahontas on her left arm. At the vigil held for her at Cal State Long Beach last night, her fellow classmates, family, and faculty wore feathers in her honor as the choir sang. It was a somber affair, but everyone who got up to speak talked about how Noemi was anything but. They said she was petite and full of energy, a firecracker, they called her. A rabbit is how another student put it, hopping around the Cal State Long Beach campus's design school, eager to help anyone who needed it. She was a senior studying industrial design, a first-generation college student paying her way through school with help from an on-campus job in the school's design shop. She was the first to arrive and the last to leave, her professor Dave Tubner told me. He helped plan the department's semester abroad program to the Strait School of Design in Paris.
We all encouraged them to do it. We just thought it was going to be just an amazing experience.
That amazing experience ended while Noemi was dining at a Paris cafe on Friday night. Three of her fellow classmates are still in Paris, figuring out whether to stay or come home. But they made sure a student shared their condolences at the vigil in Long Beach.
Noemi, rest in peace, little one. You will always be remembered and present in our lives. Don't forget to design some badass stuff while you're in heaven, just like you always did.
Design some badass stuff in heaven. Noemi Gonzalez's extended family sat in the front rows, joining in the laughter and crying with the hundreds in attendance. Her friends who took AP classes with her at Whittier High School came and stayed long after to reminisce. Her mom, Beatrice, an immigrant from Guanajuato, Mexico, was there too, listening, stoically. She didn't get up to speak. But in an interview with Univision, she said in Spanish that she wanted her only daughter to be remembered as a young Latina who worked hard to get ahead. And that's exactly what she did. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.